And you're back with Annie Tobiah and Anila on this Radiothon show, and we've got Ahmad on the line from the Wollongong Friends of Palestine, and you're going to be doing a picket at Biz Alloy starting on Sunday. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, that's correct. Tomorrow evening at about 8 p.m. we'll be kicking off formally and hoping to hold the picket for about 72 hours, so three consecutive days of shutting down Biz Alloy in Wollongong.
Oh, that's fantastic. And, of course, this follows up from a picket that you did in February.
Yeah. So we did, the last one was in February, and tomorrow's picket is actually our 10th one now. So we've been going at Biz Alloy for quite a while now, and we intend to keep going. So this picket that we're doing tomorrow will be our longest picket to date.
And tell our listeners where Biz Alloy Steel fits.
Yeah, so Biz Alloy is in a... It's in a suburb called Unanderra in Wollongong, so it's only actually 5 minutes from where I live. And what Biz Alloy do is they produce this type of high-strength tempered steel plate that gets put on, you know, armoured vehicles like tanks. And so the so-called Israeli military uses this steel on their tanks, and it provides them extra protection, lightweight, it just makes them perform better. And Biz Alloy happens to be the only producer in Australia of that steel. So, you know, Australia and businesses in Australia playing their role, and Biz Alloy is one of those companies that's definitely playing a role in the crimes we're seeing overseas.
And they've got a quite considerable connection to the issue of genocide in Israel, so-called Israel, by its connections with German arms manufacturer Rheinmetall. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah. So I think it's important to understand that when we identify, you know, certain companies for their involvement in the genocide in Palestine and the war crimes that we're seeing in Lebanon or in other parts of the region, these companies aren't acting alone. They're part of a global supply chain where all of the components that all these different companies produce come together to form these, you know, these killing machines that we're seeing carrying out the destruction and the killing and the slaughter that we're seeing every day that's still ongoing.
Biz Alloy's exports to Israel are in contravention of the UN Arms Trade Treaty, isn't it? Where does that place Australia in general?
So it's definitely a contravention. It's not just that. It's in 2024 we had the International Court of Justice handing down its preliminary findings of the genocide in Palestine, as well as its advisory opinion for Israel's occupation of, you know, East Jerusalem, West Bank, and the Gaza Strip as well. And both of those findings, or both of those statements from the ICJ, both said that, you know, countries around the world should not be aiding and abetting the occupation or aiding and abetting the crimes that we're seeing in Palestine. So by Australia allowing, you know, companies like Biz Alloy to continue exporting materials that go directly into killing machines, we're playing our part, and we're definitely in contravention of those findings, and we're definitely in contravention of other, conventions that state, look, you're seeing, you know, what is clearly a genocide, and doesn't have to be, you know, formally found to be a genocide in order for it to be a genocide. You should play your role by not aiding and abetting.
Something else I thought was pretty interesting. One of your friends from Wollongong Friends of Palestine, Safa Ryan, has pointed out that Biz Alloy actually only... These exports actually only constitute 1.9% of Biz Alloy's profits. So it seems as though there maybe is a more ideological rather than financially driven relationship between Biz Alloy and what's going on in Israel-Palestine. Could you talk about why they would be so resistant to giving up such a small, relatively small part of their business?
Yeah, it definitely does make you scratch your head. There could be some ideological drivers behind it, but it could also be other connections that they have with other buyers of their product. So if they're pulling out of one market, it might affect some of their other markets. But, you know, while we're doing these pickets and while we're organising, we're not thinking about the monetary impact. We're thinking about the cost of human life and the fact that, you know, we're playing a role. And like I said, all this manufacturing is only happening 5 minutes away from where I put my head down to sleep every night. So it does make you want to get up and do something about it. So I'll leave it to the bosses at Bisalloy to speak for their actions. I think they were reprehensible. They've been aware of what's been happening for several years now.
But I think it's also, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I think it's worth pointing out how depraved this comes across, that you're prepared to prioritise 1.9% of your profits over the lives of an entire community.
No, but David Belkin, who's the CEO, the chairman of Bisalloy, says he's very proud of their two-decade-long relationship with several leading Israeli companies. And also there's a broader issue here too, isn't there? Because they are also knee-deep in the militarisation of the Australian economy with their connection with the AUKUS deal.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think, Bisalloy is just one company that openly states how proud they are of the partnerships they have with regimes like the so-called Israeli regime and the crimes that they're committing, even despite the overwhelming weight of evidence that you see, all the footage, all the destruction, for them to still be coming out and speak of their pride in what they're contributing to. You know, we're kind of at a point where it's like, who are we appealing to, you know, the morals of people who do not have morals? That's basically what we're dealing with right now. So that's why we've come down to, you know, do direct action. You know, you have to shut down business. You can't speak to people who simply don't care. They don't care, and they view their bottom line as small as it might be. You're saying this 1.9%, it is small, but they think that that's more important than doing what's morally just and not playing a part in the genocide. So I don't have any nice words I can say about them, and their ideological motives are, you know, reprehensible to say the least.
And I'm just wondering, just because it's our Radiothon episode, and also I've seen you write for Deep Cut as well, just how important the aspect of independent media in this media landscape is, and why it's important to support independent media, but also be part of the community that supports it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm a Lebanese man, and you know, where I come from right now has been ethnically cleansed by Zionists, and my village where my family comes from is entirely destroyed. And I look at the media around me here in Australia, and they just don't cover it, and it's deliberate. You know, you look at their editors and the editorial decisions that they're making. They deliberately do not cover these crimes, and when they do, they downplay it. They play the Israeli perspective. They make the people, the indigenous people of the land, be they in Lebanon or in Palestine, make them out to be terrorists for defending their land, for fighting against occupation and colonization. And that's that kind of just makes you feel like you're living in an upside down world. So it's really refreshing to see, especially in the past couple of years, this growth in independent media like Deep Cut, News, who are saying, you know what, we're fed up with seeing the way the media is treating this issue, and several other issues, mind you, as well. It's not just the genocide. It's all these other issues that affect everyday people that mainstream media simply don't cover. So it's incredibly important for people out there to, you know, if you can, if you have the means, subscribe to these independent organisations, because the work they're doing is highlighting a lot of the crimes and a lot of the secrets that the government here and the media here and institutions and businesses like Bisalloy don't want the community to know about.
Thank you very much, Ahmad, and good luck with this picket, and we'll be following you up to find out how it went. Or if you've got any audio, send it down and we'll play it.
I will do. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Shukran, brother.
Thank you.